You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, we are with Gail McMeekin, the CEO of Creative Success LLC, a consulting practice that helps creative entrepreneurs and professionals make powerful work-life transitions, grow their business, and or develop strategic career paths. Gail, certainly a privilege to have you a part of Enterprise Radio.
I'm delighted to be here.
And likewise, we're certainly glad that you were able to come out today. So first of all, tell us, why did you name your one-day retreat for women Bloom Into Your Rich Life?
Well, being in the Northeast, where we've had a gruesome winter, we wanted to have something that talked about spring. But also the creative cycle works a lot like gardening, where you have to prepare the soil and sow the seeds and so forth. And so the gardening metaphor seemed to really fit with that. But in addition, one of the things that I write about in my 12 Secrets of Highly Successful Women book is the confusion that so many women are experiencing about what is success, and getting tangled up in media success and celebrity success. So we really wanted to create a process where people could identify their rich life or their success for their body, mind, spirit, soul, heart, and bank account, and have an opportunity to define it and look at some constructive ways of getting there. Because the word rich is also kind of an innocuous word. It could mean rich soil, it could mean lots of money and so forth. And success simply means positive outcome. So people get very confused about that and very unfulfilled. So the whole goal of this is to make people play on their strengths and create the right path for them going forward in the springtime, because we finally have spring here in Boston.
And certainly is more than welcome, I'm sure. Why do you think retreats are so important to women these days?
It's interesting. The the research on the stress numbers for women are actually pretty shocking. There's some new research actually that was done at Brigham and Women's Hospital here in Boston that women who have jobs where they're not feeling in control or they're not creative have a 50% higher risk of heart disease and heart attacks, which is a staggering, this was a 10-year study, statistic. And lots of other studies talk about how 80% of women are burned out and so forth. And we still have that kind of type E woman paradigm, everything for everyone else first. So what happens is that a lot of women are spending their days doing their job, taking care of the kids, taking care of the husband, taking care of the elderly parents and so forth, and they're exhausted. So they're really needing retreats. And one of the things I keep hearing from my women clients all the time is, I just need to be in a place where I'm either with women or I'm in total silence. And I really need to rest and relax. So we've actually built in quiet time for people. We're going to be doing a technique that I use called soul collage, which is doing intentional collages around goals based on a theory by Sita Frost, and that we do in silence. So people will get a mix of networking, contacts, lots of information, but they'll also get some quiet time, and it's at an inn, so I expect some people to walk through the gardens at lunch and take a break.
Well, tell me, why do you think this retreat day is so unique? How do you think the day will unfold? And I also understand that you have live music at lunch, and you're using a garden time, our garden theme of fertility for the day.
Right, right. Actually, Marilyn Taylor, who's doing this with me, and I both have what's known as ideaphoria. You can actually test for it, meaning we have more ideas than lifetimes. So we've put my coaching information, her coaching information, we're both authors, and just created a brand new day that's going to be fun, and we've got really interesting handouts and things to cut out and so forth. So our goal is to have it be a fun process, like you're supposed to enjoy planting a garden. And at lunchtime, we thought it would be great to have live entertainment. There's a patio outside the inn that hopefully won't rain, and we can have lunch out there and so forth. And we're actually doing gift bags, and we're putting blowing bubbles in their gift bags just to put a spirit of fun into it, because we need laughter and we need fun and we need recreation in order to regenerate, in addition to all the work we'll be doing around goal setting and intention. But this is really very different, because we've built in all these entertainment and good time elements. So it'll be a really fun day, as well as productive.
Certainly sounds like it will. Today we're joined by Gail McMeekin, the CEO of Creative Success LLC, a consulting practice that helps creative entrepreneurs and professionals make powerful work-life transitions, growing their businesses, and or develop strategic career paths, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. What are some of the benefits of the retreat, Gail, for the women who would attend?
One of our main goals is to help people really define their rich life, so they get real clear about their deepest desires and dreams and put together a plan about how to actualize them, and really get a clear understanding of what are you striving for, and why is there such a sense of you're never done, you're never complete, you're not good enough. One of the handouts actually we're passing out is a little thing about you are enough, because we often walk around, we're not thin enough, we're not smart enough, we're not rich enough, we want to get rid of those demons in there. We also want people to reconnect with their inner wise woman and their intuition, so they can be making better decisions about themselves, and also be looking at how are they not taking care of themselves, because we know we actually have women who at 11 o'clock at night are taking uppers or Ritalin or something, so they can keep going until 1 or 2 in the morning and get all their work done, which is very unhealthy, and Arianna Huffington is all over that, because she says we're not getting enough sleep, and that's why she developed the GPS for the Soul app, which actually I have a guide on called The Power of Positivity, and the whole idea of that is to make people stop and breathe and relax during the day and take the time, so people can just put the GPS for the Soul on their phones. And Arianna's new book, Thrive, talks a lot about sleep and health and eating right and taking care of ourselves. And so often, women just get way off the track and really burned out. So we're going to be working on having that not happen anymore, and looking for strategies to de-stress and potent strategies to help people maintain security and to reconnect with your inner joy and the richness in life that you deserve, and set some boundaries and cultivate this need you have for quiet and self-connection, which helps everybody in the family, because when mom is burned out and ticked off, nobody has a good time. So
you got that right.
We want to restore all those family relationships to some equilibrium.
What is Soul Collage, and how does that help women to vision their future selves?
Soul Collage is a trademark technique that I'm certified in, that was developed by a lovely Jungian analyst in California, and in connection with Jean Houston. And unlike making a treasure map that you might make, let's just say you wanted to go to Paris and you made a treasure map with pictures of Paris and put words all over it, that's sort of a different process. Soul Collage has a structure in terms of having an intention for the cards that you're doing. We don't use words, we only use images, but people make their personal deck of 5x8 cards and do a lot of it with their intuition and asking questions. So it's not just putting Paris up. It's really taking a look at what are the things in your life that you want to add to your life. And the benefit of doing these soul collage cards with this special philosophy, the way we do it, is to give people a visual representation of what it is that they're trying to create, but on a deeper level than just a typical treasure map. So hopefully everybody will have time to make three cards, and we're going to have people identifying three goals. So hopefully one goal per card, but again, it may be a card about your inner demons, or it may be a card about needing a mentor and what that mentor looks like, and so forth. So it's complicated, and yet for the retreat, we're going to make it easy.
Do you give women some strategies for dealing with stress in their daily lives?
Yes. Actually, one of the books I've written is called The Power of Positive Choices, Adding and Subtracting Your Way to a Great Life. And I know when I was working in stress way back many years ago, starting with burned out teachers and moving on to burned out executives, it occurred to me, it's great to lie on the floor and meditate and go on vacation and all that, but if you come back home and you hate your job and your relationship is a mess and you're exhausted taking care of your elderly parents, or you're overweight and diabetic and feel terrible, you can lie on the floor all you want and meditate. That's not going to solve the problem. So there's a three-part strategy that we will be teaching everybody on how to actually fix the problem underneath your stressor. And sometimes it's an inner belief, like perfectionism can be a huge stressor for women, feeling like they have to do everything perfectly, for example. So it doesn't necessarily have to be a long commute or a lousy boss or a cranky mother or what have you. Sometimes it's something inside of ourselves that we generate. So we'll be looking at how to dig up those roots. In fact, we're going to do a ritual where we have people actually get rid of, we have a special wheelbarrow set up where we have people get rid of the things in their life, including beliefs they want to get rid of. And then we're doing a strengths exercise where we're going to have people identify their top three strengths and take them through a process around that to really get them to build on their strengths. Because the reality is, we can't be anything we want to be, but we can be who we're meant to be if we leverage what we're really good at.
Yeah, that's well said. I also understand that you have gift bags for every participant and also prizes.
I know. We're having so much fun with this. We're running all over town trying to find. So we've got inspirational things that are going in the gift bags. We've actually got some healthy dark chocolate going in the gift bags, and lots of treats, massage oil, all kinds of things. And there will be, Marilyn and I are both giving away different kinds of coaching packages, and we have some books that we're going to give away as well. So there's lots of opportunities for that. We're also going to have a resource table for all the women who attend the retreat, for them to bring their books or jewelry or stationery or whatever they're creating, and have an opportunity to share that with people or sell those things as well, so that it's a real little marketplace going on there and a good opportunity for networking.
Most definitely. How can people reach you to sign up, and what is the deadline?
Okay, the deadline, because we have a food deadline, is going to be we need to have everybody registered by June 4th, and which is actually Wednesday. And people can either call me at 617-323-1442, or they can go to www.creativesuccess.com/events/springtime-retreat. I'll say that again. I know I always have to listen to things twice myself. So it's www.creativesuccess.com/events/springtime-retreat. And you just click that and you can sign up there.
And where is the actual event, the location?
Well, we searched all over, which was another fun part of the process, but it is going to be about a half an hour outside of Boston at the lovely Sherbourne Inn, which is a lovely spot, and people from out of town can stay at the inn, or they also have a relationship with a Marriott that's right down the street. So for people who are coming in from a couple hours away, they can certainly stay over and then have a weekend retreat for themselves after that. And but the inn has actually, they have lots of entertainment there. So they have a piano and so forth. So it'll be one of my favorite bands plays there, actually, the new Black Eagle Jazz Band, which has been playing for years. And so the inn is really set up to be comfortable and entertaining. We have a nice spacious room to work in, as well as the patio and the garden.
Certainly sounds lovely. Certainly sounds like the place to be as well. Gail, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us here on Enterprise Radio. And I certainly wish your event, Springtime Retreat event, to be a success. And I believe that's on June the 6th at 10 a.m., right?
Yes, it is.
Thank you so much, Gail. And we'll certainly enjoy getting the word out in this regard.
Okay. Thank you, Eric.
We've been speaking with Gail McMeekin, the CEO of Creative Success LLC, a consulting practice that helps creative entrepreneurs and professionals make powerful work-life transitions, grow their businesses, and/or develop strategic career paths. And once again, the website of reference is creativesuccess.com. And for the Springtime Retreat on June the 6th, from 10 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Eastern, right in the Boston vicinity. For more information, visit creativesuccess.com/events/springtime-retreat. This is Eric Dine. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.